Because the truth is, everything, mountain of fire, we see in the scripture is deliverance, deliverance, deliverance. In case you have access to Dr. Luke Hoyer, go and tell him the manifestation of the sons of God shall be in the millennium. Hallelujah. While you go fasting and praying for anointing, please fast and pray for understanding. Apostles are having girlfriends and anointing is increasing. It's a mystery. Arranging prophecies are going on in the name of the Lord. Arranging miracles are going on in the name of the Lord. Familiar spirits were following Apostle Paul one day. Apostle Paul rebuked the spirit. But now familiar spirits are general overseers of the church of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. If you are homosexual, you are a lesbian, don't accept any sermon that is how God made you. God did not make you like that. Satan corrupted the first creation. That's why you must be born again. As many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. The power to make you a child of God is a power that transforms a sinner to a saint. It's a power of transformation, the power of conversion. The Lord. Praise the Lord. If you like, bring it. If you like, don't bring it. With our kobo, God knows what to do with kobo. He go reach one bag of cement. Kobo. We go gather them. He go reach one plank. Kobo. He go reach tile. Tile. We start buying tile from square meters, Abi. Square meter. We need about 5,000 square meters up and down for tile. 5,000 starts from one. We go buy one square meter, keep. When he reach 20 square meter, we go do 20 square meter. Oh, we go wait again. It will take us how many years? Rain no dey beat us. There was one time we were under canopy here. So what's your problem? Carry your money and go. That is it. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. And a Christian will go and fornicate, come to church, and anointing will flow. And then a voice will say, my daughter, I love you. And that person will think that it is the voice of God. See, this, you know, I told you Friday vigil, before yesterday, I told you how to hear from God, Abby. It's not every voice that is a voice of God, though. You go do bad thing and then a voice is encouraging you. You should know better now. You should know better now. That is the voice that is taking you to hell. So that you will continue doing it. As a minister, you came out from one evil that you committed, one secret sin. And as soon as you collect microphone, the anointing increases. Hey, you are finished. Because that thing is doing so that you will go and continue. After all, it doesn't affect the grace. It will not affect the grace, but it will affect your eternal destination. That glorious church that was purchased on the cross on Calvary, produced on the cross of Calvary, was messed up. That is what you see the time in the Garden of Eden. A mixture. Why is it a mystery? Same mother, but different fathers. We move again. God had to scatter that thing, wipe the whole world from all those messed up. And found Noah, who was righteous, a whole generation, only one man, with his children, 8 souls, himself, his wife, and his three children and their wives. To start all over. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And let me quickly use this opportunity to emphasize another mystery again. To understand the Bible. Amen. Remember, what was the offense of Noah's generation? It was rebellion. Rebellion. Because it was from there they went to start with the Tower of Babel. Began to abandon the God that brought them out of the flood. That their father Noah preached. They began to set up their own religion on how to get to God. And God came and scattered it. See the mixture. The spirit of rebellion came among them. Satan came again and started. And right from the family of Noah, it began from the family of Noah, right from the family of Noah. That same old devil entered there again to spoil that program. Let's open chapter 9. Is it chapter 9 or chapter 19 of Genesis? Let's see what happened immediately after the flood. Hallelujah. Let me be sure of it's chapter 9. Chapter 9. Amen. Verse 20. Chapter 9, verse 20. And Noah began to be an husbandman, and he planted a vineyard. And he drank the wine and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren without, and Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him, and he said, cursed be Canaan, not Ham. Who was the person that did it? Ham. Who is Noah cursing? Canaan. That's what I want you to understand. A servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tent of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Now, there are two things here. One is what is the nakedness of Noah? And secondly, Ham committed an offense. Why is it Canaan that was cursed? So here we are now. Does it just mean that because anything that is sin 3,000 years ago is still sin today? Sin is sin. Do you understand? That is why we say they didn't eat apple. Because we are still eating apple. And it is not sin if it is apple. But the thing they ate, people are still eating it now. And it is still sin. Thank you, my learned colleague. Praise the Lord. So, your son your son to see your nakedness. You the bathroom, you come out from bathroom, your son enter, saw you naked. Na abomination. Is it abomination? Abomination. So Noah had to curse him. Therefore, what is the nakedness of Noah? And why did he curse Canaan, not Ham? The nakedness of Noah. Are you there? Leviticus chapter 18. Let's see the key there. I'll prove it with some scriptures. Leviticus chapter 18. And let me read it from verse 4 up to verse 8. Verse 4 says, listen very well, bride of Jesus Christ. Don't be confused. Ye shall do my judgments and keep mine ordinances to walk therein. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgment, which if a man do, he will live in them. I am the Lord. None of you, number one, none of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. I am the Lord. That is why brother and sister of the same blood cannot marry. It is abomination for the same blood to have sex. Number 7, the emphasis is nakedness. The word there is what? Nakedness. Number 7, verse 7, the nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother shall thou not uncover. She is thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Therefore, you are not to sleep with your mother. What English people call incest. Now, verse 8 is where we are going to. The nakedness of thy father's wife shall thou not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness. Therefore, what is the nakedness of Noah? Praise God. Go to chapter 20. Leviticus chapter 20. Verse. Hallelujah. Verse 10 and verse 11. Chapter 20, verse 10 and verse 11. And the man that committed adultery with another man's wife, even he that committed adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. Verse 11, my emphasis. And the man that lieth with his father's wife has uncovered his father's nakedness. I repeat. And the man that lieth with his father's wife has uncovered his father's nakedness. Both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. What is the nakedness of Noah? It is this sin today. Years later, Israel. In Genesis chapter 35. Go to Genesis chapter 35. Genesis chapter. Amen. No, before you go to Genesis chapter 35, let's read one scripture I must not skip over to emphasize. Deuteronomy chapter 27. There's a curse laid there. Verse 20. What does it say? Listen. It says, cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife. I repeat. Cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife because he uncovered his father's skirt. And all the people shall say, amen. The nakedness of Noah is that Ham slept with his father's wife. The question you ask is, amen. If we put things together, it simply means that the wife of Noah is not the mother of Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's not their mother. It's their father's wife. It's their stepmother. And in chapter 35 and verse 22, something happened here. Amen. Verse 21 says, and Israel journeyed and spread his tent beyond the tower of Edom. And it came to pass, when Israel dwelt in that land, that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel had it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. Just like Noah had what Ham did, the same thing Reuben did it also. And Jacob got to know what happened. How long it took before Noah knew, we don't know. How long it took before Jacob knew what Reuben did, we don't know. Reuben is the first son. Go to chapter 49, Genesis. Verse 3 and verse 4. Verse 2, let's read it. Okay, let's read from verse 1. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Come, let me prophesy to you what will be your outcome in future. Gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel, your father. He started with Reuben. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. But concerning you, unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. Why? Because that wentest up to thy father's bed, then defiled thou it. He went up to my couch. Therefore, he remained cursed. Why did he then curse Canaan? You can see something here we can learn. Reuben was the one that committed that offense. Was it Reuben only that was cursed? It's the whole of his generation. By Noah cursing Canaan, hallelujah, is the first son of Ham. Therefore, that name Canaan was a symbol of Ham's generations. He cursed him and his generations. He cursed his generation. So that you'll understand. Hallelujah. Because of that rebellion that took place, God came down now, amen, and called to start anew, start afresh. Put all those nations aside. He's too angry with them because he has already made a covenant with Noah with that sign of the rainbow that he will not use water again to destroy the earth. He didn't say, I will not destroy the earth again. No, my learned colleague. It's a legal language, correct? He only said he will not use water. Abi, why this time? We know. What will he use now? Fire! Fire! Amen. And let me tell you how we use that fire. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He did not use water. to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. What did he use? Fire. And by the time that he came and decided to use fire against Sodom and Gomorrah, their sin was so much until they descended to the level of homosexualism. Lesbians, gay, homosexuality, whatever terminology that is used. Man lusting after man. Woman lusting after woman. No more secretly, but the law had accepted it. That songwriter says, the signs around on earth and air. How did he put it? All that are painted on the starry sky. What did he say? God's witness. They are faithful witnesses declaring what? Can't you see the sign of the coming of the Lord? It was when Sodom and Gomorrah got so abominable until men were marrying men. Women were marrying women. And from then until now, when else in any generation do you hear homosexuality promoted and accepted as it is done in this age? The sign on earth. Is coming soon. The signs are written everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. As soon as they descended to that level of homosexuality accepted, God sent his angels. And they are, William Branham called them blinding angels. Hey. I don't want to digress too much because we're not going to finish this message. The blinding angel. God sent those angels to come and see what is happening. They had two assignments to do. The assignment they went to do in Sodom was to remove and elect there. Lot from Sodom. The Bible says that Lot, that righteous man, he said he was sighing every day at the abomination that was going on there. And the mercy of God came down with a message. Life is offered unto you. Hallelujah. It is holy that you have me. Hallelujah, it's holy as you. Tell your neighbor, look at me, my brother. But I know God will cause his own to hear from around the world. That's why he gave us this platform. For people to hear I am also an angel. With the same message, God sent to this age. Come out of her, my people. Because fire will soon come down. But everybody is looking and they are laughing at us. It's an instruction. He will not use what I get. He will use fire. If there is any homosexual, you are listening to me. No matter how it has been painted, it is still an abomination. I want you to hear me, all homosexual and lesbian. Gay, listen to me. Your government will call it hate speech. Hallelujah. But it is thus said the Lord. Repent or perish. You say God created you like that. God did not create you like that. It is the mix up. That's why you must be born again. There is a corruption in your nature. God did not make you like that. And he did not create Adam and Steve. He did not create Adam and Steve. He created Adam and Eve. Your nature is man with a woman. If a man is a womanizer, it is not sin. It's your nature for the purpose of being fruitful. The only thing is stay with the one God gave you. And if so that you will not burn, go and marry. Apostle Paul says so. If you marry, you have not committed sin. So they, God did not count it sin if they packed 300. One man packed 300. God was anxious for the world to be repopulated. But I serve his purpose. No more. Don't go and marry second wife. No more. I serve his purpose. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
If you are homosexual, you are a lesbian. Don't accept any sermon that is how God made you. God did not make you like that. Satan corrupted the first creation. That's why you must be born again. As many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. The power to make you a child of God is a power that transforms a sinner to a saint. It's a power of transformation. The power of conversion. That is why, except you are born of the Spirit and of water, you will not enter the kingdom. Because things that offend, that cannot enter the kingdom, that is about to come, the millennial kingdom. Homosexuals will not be there. Thieves shall not be there. Effeminate shall not be there. Idol worshippers shall not be there. And all of them are lined up there. Won't you come to him? He said, come to me, all ye that labor. You are laboring in that nonsense that is disturbing you. You see a man, your body will charge. It's not your body charge, there's a spirit inside of you that is working to send you to hell. But come to the Savior. Make no delay. Here in this world.
the Lord.
But before that fire will come on earth, God will go to Lot. Come out. Come out. And he will pack us. Hallelujah.
I look over Jordan. What did I see?
Coming for to carry me home.
Was the seventh from Adam,
and he went in the rapture. He's speaking of the seventh church age. Enoch, we go. Is Enoch here today? That's the bride of Jesus Christ.
He says, that song says, it says, swing low, swift chariots. Elijah went in the rapture by a chariot. Hallelujah. Before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, I will send Elijah. In the days of the voice of that Elijah. Hallelujah. Rapture will take place. What is the voice saying?
There is a land beyond
the river that we call the sea forever, and we all the rich that shall be through.
Oh, yeah.
One by one we get a portal, and to dwell with an immortal, where the ring, the golden bell,
chali, 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 chali,
chali, chali, chali, chali, chali.
Thank you, Charlie. Do you know why I say you should ring the bell very well? Eh? If instead of hearing the bell ringing, somebody will be criticizing your height. It's not his height, it's the bell. It's the message. It is the message we are preaching. Hallelujah. It's the message. Don't look at me. Don't look at the dress I'm wearing. Don't look at my church. There's dust everywhere. Don't look at the fact that I don't own this, I don't own that.
You will miss the message. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Don't look at how I am saying it. I may be rude in speech, but not in knowledge. Very soon,
all this labor of preaching will end.
Very soon, that song will come to reality.
When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun.
Next stanza says this.
Too many dangers for the man. I have already gone.
And the testimony of the believer.
Today my soul is dead on time. How great will be the hope.
Hallelujah. Every opportunity I have to say these things, I will say it, because these things are not scarce in the pulpits. There's handwriting in the wall. Destruction is coming. And they are telling you,
it is well.
They are telling sinners, it is well.
But that songwriter caught it. Judgment is coming.
Oh, all will be there. Each one will be there.
Today is the first time somebody will come from the congregation to give me offering. Sister, come and shake me. Hallelujah. Wait. I'm not expecting it. Every day, then they give Stanley money for the church. When I finish now, Stanley will start to sing. They go carry off, we go give. I like this pastor to sing. Because that is the one that affects the flesh. The flesh like it. But the one that will pierce to the soul. For where? This man will be singing. Now, he don't talk. Okay, I don't talk. Finish. Stand up, everybody. Stand up. Hymn number 34. That's the only place you'll be saved, for your information. That's the only place you'll be saved. When I see the blood. Judgment is coming upon this war. Hymn number 34. Oh, 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 oh
Denomination. What entitles you to say you are the bride of Jesus Christ? That's all I'm going towards
I make you stop joking with eternal destination. Let nothing on earth here stand between you and your eternal destination. Nothing. Do everything to make it. Separation is going on now.